All right. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 55, which will be our last episode for the year 2020 and season one.
Yeah.
And the reason we wanted to do it, finish it up like this, is because we wanted to do a recap and a year in review of our first year doing this as far as podcasting. And we also wanted to talk about all of our guests and thank them and actually go through each one and tell them what each one of you, what you meant to us and meeting you and getting to know you. So that's what we're going to do.
Yep. And before we jump into the guests, I just want to remind you that you'll want to check out some of the episodes we did prior to us having guests on. Cause we had things like they were very homeschooling episodes. So like our why to homeschooling, our mission, how to get started in homeschooling if you're brand new to it, a review of the most popular homeschooling styles. There's about six of them I did a review on, homeschooling with toddlers in the mix, and many more. Basically, episode 34 was our first episode with a guest that wasn't a family member.
Yeah. It's also probably the first time anyone listened that wasn't a family member.
No, it's not true.
No, that's what it feels like when you start this. Yeah. Like, I wonder if anybody will listen to this that's not the family.
Yeah, so that was with the music podcast for kids, Mr. Henry, Mr. Fight.
Yes.
And they were so much fun.
They were awesome. Yeah. So they have the music podcast for kids, and they also do some online lessons, mm-hmm. and they have all sorts of, what am I looking for here? Resources.
Resources.
You are the worst co-host ever.
I didn't know where your brain was going with this.
Resources. They have a ton of resources on YouTube and on their websites. Mm-hmm. Their podcast is amazing.
Yeah, it's very engaging.
Yes, for the kids, like that, we use it in our homeschool, and the kids love listening to it. They have all sorts of different characters involved, and it's something that the kids definitely look forward to.
Yeah, so we just talk about the importance of music in a child's life and ways that you can also incorporate it into your homeschool. So even that was a wonderful resource in itself.
Yes, and this is how cool they are. They even helped us pick out a keyboard for the kids after the fact, after we did the interview and everything. We mentioned that we wanted to possibly get one for them, and he sent us several links and kept in contact with us until we had found one that we went with. So that was really neat.
Yeah, and they released a new product where now that you can purchase like kind of like a bundle where if you listen to their podcast episodes with your kids, they will give you like an outline of questions and things to go over. So if you need help in ways to incorporate it into your homeschool, they have that too, where they didn't during our interview. Then the next episode would have been episode 37 with Natalie Cottrell from Grasshopper Montessori. And on that one, she not only discussed, obviously, the Montessori method, but she also speaks on keeping the natural joy of learning alive and the importance of it. And she, too, was just a wealth of knowledge in this area. She is such a hard worker, such a go-getter, and you can just see her passion in what she does just by the conversation we held. I really enjoyed getting to know her, and we've even considered having her on for some future episodes because she's just a wealth of knowledge, I feel like.
Yes, she was great, and she even stopped on her vacation. She was driving across country or something, mm-hmm. and made it in time to a stopping point to where she could do the interview with us. So
yeah,
that was great. And we just want to say thank you to Natalie.
Yes. Episode 39, the Wildlings Forest School. We had them on. We had Nikki, their two owners, Nikki and Vicky, and Nikki joined us for an episode. And we also were on their podcast because they have the Wildlings podcast as well. And so they interviewed us after we had interviewed them. And my goodness, I think you've heard it over and over again in many of our episodes. I just felt like we took so much from speaking with her and even like the research leading up to that episode. I felt like we grew a lot and kind of opened up our vision and what we want in our children's education and embracing the outdoors more into our education.
Yeah, it's great interview, but it was just one of those things where it's even better that you met that person mm-hmm. because we already had all these thoughts in our head, but seeing them put into place when it came to education and learning, mm-hmm. that was just really sparked our interest and like, oh, wow, these things can be done with your kids and it can be called education, mm-hmm. which we all know that, but it was just speaking with her really put that into perspective.
Yeah. So thank you, Nikki. Then episode 41, we had Kamiko and her husband, Mark, and their son, Anthony, join us for a conversation to discuss their homeschooling journey. They homeschool their children. And now Anthony is grown and he graduated as...
He's an Air Force pilot
yes,
now.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, so he's an Air Force pilot and... went from a kid that was pulled out of regular school by his mother because it just wasn't working out to becoming homeschooled. He just wasn't fitting into typical school. And fast forward, and he's an Air Force pilot. Mm-hmm. So it was just such a cool story. Us being a military family, it was even better. And Kamiko and Mark and Anthony were all so gracious, and it was awesome. And we were just supposed to talk to Kamiko. She insisted that their entire family was on the podcast, which we love because we're, you know,
very family oriented.
Mm-hmm. So we get it and we got it. And it was just such an awesome conversation. I feel like we could definitely like hit them up again.
I know.
And have a conversation on some other things. Mm-hmm. Wanted to thank them and their family, and we really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I was ready to go visit Georgia and have a cup of kombucha with her.
Yeah, afterwards. She's a kombucha brewer, which is really awesome.
All right, the next one was episode 43 with Samantha Shank from Learn in Color. And she was another wonderful one. She is a homeschool graduate herself, and she shares her story growing up, where she started off in traditional school, and even her siblings, not all of them were homeschooled all the way, but she wanted to continue homeschooling. Her parents gave each of them a choice every year if they wanted to continue homeschooling or go on to the traditional school path. And she loved it so much that she didn't see why you wouldn't. And she shares her journey in that, and her journey in graduating graduating debt-free from college, right? And then starting her own business, and her blog started at the age of 14. That was the root of her current business, which is amazing and so inspiring. I loved that episode with her, that conversation.
Yeah, if you listen to it, it's all about how she actually had the time and the resources to be able to do that and start a business at 14 and get involved in different things at 14 because she was homeschooled and she wasn't stuck in a classroom all day. Yeah, that's what we all hope for when we do this.
Mm-hmm. Then the next episode would be, hold on, episode 45. And that was with Christina Etchberger from It's a Military Life. We have worked with Christina quite a bit now, and she is such a joy to work with. She's another go-getter that she started this probably a little bit before we did. She started her platform, It's a Military Life, and she just goes and goes and goes and connects and networks, and it's amazing. But she is a military spouse, a homeschooling mama to two younger kids, and she used to be a teacher, so she's got that background. And so we just talked to her about her platform, her current homeschooling experience, her educational background, and then what she is doing with her platform. And so much of that revolves around giving back to the military community in so many awesome ways.
Yeah, that was the best part of that. And the best part of the relationship we've made with her is that we try to help support veterans.
Pen Pal.
Last Patrol.
Yes.
Veterans Last Patrol, which is basically writing letters to veterans that are in hospice. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And connecting with them. And then a kind of a pen pal project as well. So if you guys are interested in that at all, go visit that episode. Again, what episode was that?
That was episode 45.
All you have to do is write a letter and send it to them. That's
easy.
It's that easy.
And you're going to make such a positive impact on somebody's life. I mean, think about that. And she has it all over her website too. They try to make it as simple as possible for families to get involved. And we thought it was also a great way to show our kids of ways to give back, especially during a time where you can't go visit a lot of places right now. So these are things you can do to still help reach out to others. Then we had episode 46, Rachel Tidd from Wild Math. And oh, I loved that. She's another one that is just taking math in itself and putting a whole new spin on it, where you can incorporate math into the outdoors and make it fun and engaging. And it's not just this dry textbook. And she, not only is her curriculum great for that, and it's very affordable, mind you, she also has...
Let's emphasize very affordable.
Very, very affordable. I saw the price, I was
like, wow, that's... I mean, sometimes curriculums are out of control, and hers is like, anybody could really afford that. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. It's good that she does that.
Yes. And she's also a homeschooling mama of two boys up in New York by the Finger Lakes. And they are outdoor lovers themselves, her and her husband. They have a background in that. And she's doing wonderful things with this curriculum. And she's got tons of resources on her website and her social media platforms. Then we had episode 47. I'll let you do this one. This was with Jennifer Cook DeRosa from Homeschooling for College Credit. That was great.
Yeah. So we reached out to her, and she was great because the first thing she asked was to have a phone call with us. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay. And she wanted to have a talk before we did an interview to make sure, you know, kind of see what type of people we were, which I was completely okay with because I understand. Mm-hmm. And then she was kind enough to send us her book that she wrote, mm-hmm. which is Homeschooling for College Credit. And we read that before we did the interview. And if anyone has not read that book, she actually says this, check your library or ask your library to get it, which I told her was the worst marketing. it is great, but that's how giving she is. She really just wants people to go through this process, which basically is all the things that you can do to get your kids through college, basically debt-free, mm-hmm. or the lowest possible cost. It was such a great discussion. Her book is so specific. Like if you follow it, it's an outline to do this. And we were just amazed at all the things. We both have degrees. I had no idea some of the stuff existed. I've even heard of it. I just never put, you know, any thought into it because nobody had ever really explained it to me. And it was just very eye-opening. Yeah. Because the system is really there to get through college extremely cheaply, but nobody really tells you about it.
No,
but she does.
Yep. And that's why she started it. She said, because she realized nobody discussed this. And especially again, she's a homeschooling parent herself of, I think she said, four kids, don't quote me on that. And I think two have already flown the coop as far as graduating. And she's got one or two still at home. But this all started because when her kids were starting school, or no, they were going into those upper grade levels, and she had to actually start thinking about college, she realized there was no guidance or help out there, especially for the homeschooling families, because we don't have guidance counselors like traditional schools do. So she has created this for all of us.
And she has the giant Facebook community.
Yes. And she has one for every state. So check out Homeschooling for College Credit and then find your state on Facebook, and you can ask all your questions. And she's got a group of volunteers that are so supportive and help along the way.
And most of her career was spent working mm-hmm. in a college.
Yes, that's right.
And that's where she also realized that the colleges don't really push this because they're trying to make money. Mm-hmm. And these programs and these things are there that can get these kids through these classes for virtually free or at a very low cost. Mm-hmm. And so it's not really advantageous to them to push it.
Yes.
So yeah, check her out. She was awesome. Really enjoyed that.
All right. Next one was episode 48 with Penny Whitehouse from Mother Nature.
Penny,
so wonderful. People, you guys have got to listen to that. Yeah. She was such a joy. So she speaks on connecting kids to nature, and her platform is really there to be this wonderful bridge for parents who want their kids to be exposed more to nature and to the outdoors, but just don't know how to do it. And I know that sounds funny, but that's a legit issue that parents have. We're in this world with a lot of technology and a lot of comfort. And it's sometimes very difficult to convince your kids to go out there and to stay entertained. And this is why she created this platform. And she's a full-time working mom herself of three girls. And she gets it. She gets that we don't always have the time that we wish we had. And we talked to her about that.
She was super cool.
Yeah.
We ended up talking about a lot of different things because our love for the outdoors. She said, let her know when we come to Australia. Mm-hmm. And because I told her that's like my list. Number one is to get to Australia. And that she would show us around, which I thought was really cool. And you can tell she meant it. She's that type of person. She was such a nice person. So enjoyed that one.
Yeah, me too. Episode 49, we had Brad and Melanie Haas from the Junior Classics podcast. And we spoke to them about their podcast, as well as we spoke a lot on the importance of reading and reading aloud and stories with your children and his mission to preserving classic literature for kids and how this the Junior Classics is from this collection of stories. And he basically reads them aloud on his podcast in a very engaging way. And
our sound effects gets his family involved sometimes with voiceovers, and it's great. Kids like it.
Yep. So that one was a great one to just bring home again the importance of reading with your children, the importance of good literature, and the joy that it's brought all of us. So check out their podcast, the Junior Classics podcast. Our kids have loved it so far. We then go into episode 50 with Brianna from Crazy Family Adventure. And they are a road schooling family, and they have been road schooling now for about, I think, 6 years. So this has probably been out of all the road schoolers and full-time traveling families we've spoken to, they've been doing this longest so far. And she was just another wealth of knowledge and inspiration for all those who are looking to travel full time. They radically unschool their children. So she speaks a little bit on that as well, and the benefits that it has brought their family and coming together. And they still, they just take it day by day, but she didn't speak about ending it anytime soon. They're loving it so much.
Yeah, I enjoy that story too, because they had great jobs. And long story short, her husband leaves an amazing job with the university, and they just have this calling to go do this. So they sell everything and hit the road and haven't looked back since. They even get to do it with their
family. Sister. Yeah, sister and parents.
Her sister's family also does this. So they travel around together, and so do the parents. It was a great story. It was, a family coming together to live a life that they had dreamed of. And she's very real when she spoke with us. Like she tells us a lot of all the things that are tough doing it. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not this, dream vacation every day, which sometimes you when people are sitting on the other side, that's what you think. Like, oh, if I could only leave my job and do this, what amazing thing would be to do every single day. But she talks about that. It's not like that. There's hard days and bad days, but overall, it's been an amazing experience for them, that was a fun conversation.
It was. Episode 52, we had Emily from the Untaming podcast on, and she is all about rewilding the child. I really enjoyed having Emily on even before we got to meet her, because I didn't even know rewilding was a thing. I didn't know anything about it, like nothing. So leading up to her interview, I did a lot of research, listened to her podcast, And her podcast is awesome. She has a variety of guests on all types of different topics that are associated to rewilding and living a more natural life. And Emily herself is just awesome. She's just so humble and so easy to talk with that we really enjoyed connecting with her. And we have continued to connect with her as well. She had us on her podcast for an episode. And then we even had her on for 5 minutes or less. But yeah, that one was another good one. I loved
it. Oh, that was awesome. Yeah. I feel like we have to go to New Zealand and have a meal or a cup of coffee or tea or whatever one day with her and her family. Cause that was, it's what sometimes we do this and you meet these people that you feel like you knew before you did it.
Yeah.
And she was one of them. It just felt like we had known her for a long time. And you know, her backstory is awesome. She traveled the world. Her and her husband and family had lived in a off-grid home that he rebuilt from like a relic of a old church, I believe, and it built an off-grid home there in rural Portugal. And the stories she was telling us just were amazing. And then they had traveled around in a van, right?
Yeah, a caravan.
Through Europe. And it was just great. Like, this is the cool part about doing this is you meet like-minded people, you hear just all these stories. And every time we're done with them, we get off and we're like pumped for whatever it is we just spoke with. And when it was with her, it was, I literally think we looked up Portugal and living in Portugal. Cause I've heard a lot of people go there, you know, that from other countries to live. And we even asked her about it, why and all that, but that was such a cool conversation. Yeah. Emily's awesome.
She is. So go check her out on the Untaming podcast. All right. What's up next here? I got to go down the list. Oh, do we only have one more?
That finishes 2020. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We have one more. So episode 54.
There are episodes in between these, but these were with guests.
Yes. So the last guest we had for 2020 is our latest release, which is episode 54. And that was with Brittany from Farm to Table Mama. And they also have a YouTube channel called, her and her husband have a YouTube channel called Honey, I'm Homestead. And she was another wonderful mama to speak with. She is homeschooling her three kids. Their story is just incredible. So her and her husband also decided to leave the rat race. They speak on their journey of trying to get to a debt-free life because they found themselves one day up to their eyeballs in debt. And so she speaks on how they were on this mission to get out of it. And they did, which is awesome, with their hard work and perseverance. And then once they got to that point, they sold their home and then they moved on to undeveloped property,
9 acres
in Ohio, and we pulled their camper and they're living in a camper with a family of five on this 9-acre homestead that has no water and no electricity
while they build their home,
right, which is also going to be, I believe she said, an off-grid home still. So her story is also very inspiring, encouraging to just, if you have a goal, make it your mission to get there. And they have not stopped. And she's just like, you know, her and her husband say it in their YouTube videos that a lot of times we don't know what we're doing, but we're going to figure it out along the way.
Yeah, I think I took two things from that interview. One was that goals are great, but you have to realize that it doesn't mean it's going to be easy to get there. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to put the time and the work in and give up something, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And also how convenient a washer and dryer are.
Yes.
Because we talked to her about some of the hard things, you know, about what they're doing. And the biggest one is that they don't have running water, electricity. So they have no washing machine for clothing. And as we know, as a family of five, I have no idea how she does that. We have so many piles of laundry and we have the convenience of a washer and dryer and we live in the same state. So I know what the winters are like. It's like 17 degrees out today and she's doing laundry and drying it. I mean, she said she has to hang it inside the camper. We also have a camper. We know how small that is. I have no idea where it's going, but.
And she does say that is her biggest headache, laundry.
Respect, respect.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a cool interview too. And I just love meeting all these people.
It has been our favorite part of this podcast, meeting these families and just being inspired. And I say it all the time. We say it all the time. If all else fails, whatever happens with this podcast, we don't care because we're getting so much from these conversations with other people. I loved it.
Yeah, we have said that. We started this on our couch with a little recorder. We've upgraded a little bit since then, but what's taken place since then has been the amazing part. Number one, we started this off with a lot of conversations with family.
Yeah.
That homeschool or were teachers. Mm-hmm. And looking back, the time that we spent together doing that and the laughs and, you know, bringing our family together again, since we don't live near them anymore, that in itself, we feel has been worth it.
Yeah.
Then on top of that, meeting these people within these conversations that we have, we've said this, it almost feels like we're traveling the world. Mm-hmm. Because when you travel, the coolest part about traveling is when you bump into that person or that group of people that makes you stop your vacation really and come out of that vacation mindset. And now you're almost like a local, right? And you're having these conversations with people you meet from these different places you travel to. And that's really where traveling becomes amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And these conversations are like that. I feel like when we're talking, it's, you know, when else would we have ever met any of these people or talked to any of these people other than doing this podcast?
Yep.
It's like when you travel and you meet somebody, you're like, wow, I can't believe we met you. This never would have happened, mm-hmm. you know, if we hadn't decided to come over here and do this or drive here and do this or fly here and do this. We have the opportunity to do that through our podcast.
Yes.
And it's been awesome.
Yes. So those were all our guests from 2020. And two other things that we started at the tail end of 2020 and are really hoping to really fuel up here in the next year. I'll speak on our 5 minutes or less series. And that's basically a fun series where our hope is to truly build on this community. And we want to get to know you guys better. And by doing that, we created this. And this is how it basically works. We ask homeschool parents that follow us, hint, you guys listening, to message us to participate. Once you send us a message, I had to write this down so I don't miss anything. We will send you the directions to record along with the questions to answer with a goal of keeping it close to 5 minutes. I did it and I still didn't get it in 5 minutes.
You weren't even close. But the 5 minutes or so to make it easy. We know everybody's busy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something short and easy for you to do. And it's I think it's fun.
It is. It's really fun. I mean, there's silly questions, guys. Like, you know, what would you bring if you were stuck in the Alaskan forest for a year? Or if you had a plane ticket to anywhere, where would you go? If you want to see examples, we already have the audio on our podcast episodes. They're labeled 5 minutes or less. So you can listen to those, or you can actually see the videos that were submitted under our IGTV section on our Instagram page. So we will send you those questions. We make it really easy. I mean, we type it out, you read it off, and then you answer however you want to answer. You then email us your recording, and we use, like I said, the audio for a short podcast episode. And then the video will be posted to social media if you want to. That is completely optional because we understand not everybody's comfortable with being on camera. And that's it. Like Nathan said, we want to make it easy and fun and stress-free. We're going to continue to run this series as long as people continue to send us their recordings. So please, if you're listening, reach out to us. We cannot wait to know more about you, our faithful listeners. So reach out to us and say you want to participate because we want to get to know you better. And I know everyone else does too. And we also want to thank all those who have already participated and for those whose recordings we have sitting in the bank.
And like she said, the reason we wanted to do this was because what we just spoke about, how doing this podcast has created these connections that we love making. And the 5 minutes or less allows everybody within this community to do the same thing, which we couldn't find when we first started homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know anybody. And so when we came up with this idea last year, we thought, wow, how great would it be that anybody, not just the guests that we have on that we find or contact us, but just the everyday listeners that homeschool could be part of this. And now that's one more connection we've made. And then everybody listening makes that connection. And once it becomes personal, that changes everything. Mm-hmm. Now you have somebody to reach out to. Now you have somebody that you know within the homeschooling community that you might not have known before. And maybe people who are listening don't know anybody, that they're starting out homeschooling and don't really know anybody, but now you have that personal connection. Mm-hmm. And we thought that would be an amazing thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then our other little project we've been working on is the Reimagine series.
Yeah. So the Reimagine series, you can go back and listen to some of them, and they're titled Reimagine. And what that was us coming up with the idea of speaking with people who are truly reimagining what education and learning can look like. Obviously, we all homeschool who listen and are part of this community, but taking it past just the curriculum within the household is what we were really interested in. Mm-hmm. So we were speaking with road schoolers, overlanders, world schoolers, and more. And that's our goal. We started it at the tail end of 2020. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be a big push for us. Yes. Into 2021. Mm-hmm. And we already have some really amazing people lined up, and I can't wait to get them out. But yes. The Reimagine series is something that we are really proud of, because it helps all of us realize what is possible. Mm-hmm. When it comes to education and learning. And first, we all take that step of taking the kids out of public schools or private schools or whatever, mm-hmm. and bringing them home, mm-hmm. and homeschooling. But even after that, I guess I shouldn't speak for everybody, but I think a lot of people can be very worried even after taking the step to homeschool. Mm-hmm. But like, how could I possibly travel with my child and them not fall behind? How would they get into college if I took them out of even the home and we were driving around or traveling around the world? How could they keep up?
Or homesteading and juggling with homeschooling their kids.
Right.
These are the things.
And after doing enough of these interviews and having these conversations, you realize that the possibilities are endless. Mm-hmm. And the world really is your classroom, mm-hmm. no matter what it is you're doing. And it just has inspired us so much. And every time we finish one of those conversations, we just filled with this like joy of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we're so happy that we decided to do this. Mm-hmm. And 2021 is going to be just packed with them. We have so many great interviews actually already recorded and ready to go. And I can't wait to get them out.
Yeah. I'm really antsy to get them out. Not just in our recording bank, but in the calendar already booked to have interviews with. So you guys need to stay tuned, because it's some good stuff. Good stuff. And these Reimagine series, they're not just traveling families. I mean, like Nathan was explaining, these are anybody who is just thinking outside the box on how they want to raise their family and how they view education. We labeled Rachel Tidd's interview on Wild Math as a Reimagine, because we really believe that she is reimagining what math can look like. And it's not that traditional math curriculum. It's that out of the box thinking. So there's a variety of people that will be falling under this Reimagine series. So we want to thank you all again for sticking with us this far. I cannot believe we are just maybe a week short of hitting our year mark, but we're right there. And I never thought we'd get to this point, and I never thought that we would be this pumped with the vision that we have for this podcast to come.
No, we actually made a deal with ourselves that when we started, we had to do 1 year.
Yep.
And at 1 year mark, we would see how it was going, see if we were still enjoying it. Because if we weren't enjoying it, we weren't going to do it. What's the point, right? And We also said, gosh, you think we'll run out of things to talk about?
We did say that.
Yeah, definitely said that. It seems like a lot. Because once you, well, you start the first one, you're like, wow, that we just talked about everything. Like, what else are we going to talk about? And there just seems like there's just endless possibilities at this point. And we're excited. And this has turned out better than we had hoped. Mm. And we can't wait for 2021.
Yeah. And we have a big vision for this podcast that I'm excited that we can make from this. And so thank you again for joining us along the way. So many of you have committed and stuck with us, and our listener population has grown a lot since we began. And a way that you can show your appreciation, if you are enjoying our show, is to subscribe to our podcast. And then if you are on an app, especially Apple, where you can review us, please give us a review and write something, whatever it is, maybe something that you're getting out of this show. We would love to hear that. And also, Apple, we have found, is very different from the other podcast apps in that you don't get found unless you get enough reviews and ratings.
Well, we're not really sure how they do it, because there's a bunch of podcasts that don't even exist anymore that are at like the top of the list when you Google homeschooling, that they haven't recorded an episode in 3 years. We're trying to figure out the algorithm. Don't know what they do, but it's a secret.
It's a secret. So yes, please, we would love, and we, for our sake, we want to hear what you have to say about our show, I guess, good or bad, whatever. Because if it's bad, then we'll grow from it and we will work on something. But we want to hear from you. So we would love that. That would be a great gift to us.
Mostly good though. And also share. If you know somebody else at homeschools and they listen to podcasts, please let them know about us. And as this grows, it helps us and it keeps us motivated to keep doing it. And we hope you all enjoyed it, because we sure did.
Yes. And last thing before we sign off is to check out our website if you haven't already, www.thehomeschoolprojectpodcast.com. Pretty easy to remember. And on there, we have a few bloggers, including Nathan. So there's a variety of stuff that's brought up from different parents, including my sister, who does a lot of recipes. Her goal is to try to get one new recipe out a week. Sometimes she's just like us. She's got three kids she's homeschooling. Life gets in the way and she gets behind a little, but she just released another one. I think it's on muffins. And most of her recipes are very delicious and healthy. My sister's a health nut.
Health nuts. And if you're listening, Nina, let's get on it here.
Yeah.
You're late. On the
she just released one.
Oh, that's right. It was before that. But yeah, most of her recipes when we were, you know, growing up in the last, how long have we been married? Or together.
Don't do that.
How long have we been together?
Is it like almost 20 years?
Almost. And if she just told you what they were made out of, you'd say that sounds disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like she told me one time she was going to make me chickpea muffins. And I said, you can go ahead and not make those at all. And I tasted them and I ate the entire batch. So most of her recipes are extremely healthy and they taste better than the ones that are filled with sugar and junk.
Yes. And she does that also because she wants to feel guilt-free on giving things that look like treats to her children.
Yeah. So they're great recipes for, especially for homeschool families and families with large amounts of children.
But yes, go check out our website, catch up on those blogs.
And your other sister, you think you really were going to leave Paulette out?
No, it's my other sister and then my cousin.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to end this and they would have killed you if you didn't mention that.
My other sister, Polly, she's on there. She does not homeschool her children, but she is a teacher and a mother, which again, this is all about parenting as well. And so she shares a lot of her blogs on how she juggles life as a full-time working parent with her two little ones. And they're usually comical. And Paulette has also been on many of our episodes at the beginning. So you'll get to know her through that as well. And then my cousin, Carla, which right now she's got a lot on her plate, so she's been a little quiet, but she also has really good blog posts, and her goal is to help inspire the tired and weary mama, because she feels like she's in that stage right now with her three boys. So, and she's also a homeschool parent, And on top of that, with every blog post, she tries to put in a Spanish learning tip, like how you can help bring a second language into your home with your children.
Because she's Puerto Rican and Spanish speaking.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's all we got.
That's it. So yeah. We hope everybody had a wonderful 2020 as best as they could. And we hope that 2021 is magical.
All right. Thank you guys, and have an awesome new year.
Bye.
Bye.